afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rocksolid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and right now we're going to jump into part two with our guest, Christy Stratton. Gary's going to be game show host. So here it is, part two with Christy Stratton.
Well, you guys see here that Christy is obviously a musical kindred spirit, and her and Pat also have something else in common that we haven't mentioned yet. Both champions on a Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Pat, when were you on?
I was on, I don't know when I was on.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was on.
Nice. And,
but I didn't win. Well,
oh,
did
you win?
I won.
Yeah, it came down to, it came down to the, final Jeopardy question.
Okay.
Me and another guy, we were tied. We had the same amount of money. So I knew I either got to win it or no. Mm-hmm. And so him and I both got it wrong. And so the girl, dumb girl, who had like a, who was terrible the whole show, ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the question though. The question was, rock and roll drummer.
That's
was
not a, an answer. You got to phrase it in the form of an answer.
This rock and roll drummer.
This rock and roll drummer was given a special dispensation by President Clinton so he could be buried at sea.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I had no idea. I chose, even though he's not technically a rock and roll drummer.
Or dead.
Like, I just chose Buddy Rich because I'm like, well, maybe he was in the service or something that I don't know about, but it wasn't him. And then the guy picked Keith Moon. I'm like, you're not even from this country, idiot. I should win just because of that. But it was, and then when you hear the answer, you're like, oh yeah, it was,
Any guesses, Christy?
No guesses.
It was, I'm blanking on it. Oh, Dennis Wilson.
Of course.
Oh. Beach Boys.
There you go.
He was a surfer. So.
They just didn't want to like haul him up out of the water.
Right.
So let's just bury him.
Guys, just look forward. Don't look back.
Well, that's great that you won.
I did. Well, it was interesting. It was season one. I know because apparently after my season, because you just won $5,000. In further seasons, you won your amount.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know that you got to come back, but we didn't get to come back and we only won $5,000. And we were doing the test, you know, we're just all of different ones. They'd mix us up. And I noticed there was a guy who was really quick at the buzzer. The buzzer is everything.
Everything.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And then a girl who brought notes and was looking through, I'm like, ugh, I'll be with anyone. I don't want to be with him and her. And I was.
Right. Mm.
And I lucked out because she, screwed up. She got both Daily Doubles and she screwed up the second one. They played How Soon Is Now and she's like, Morrissey instead of the Smiths. I'm like, please. So, and then, after the first round, I was so far behind all of them. I was cracking jokes. I'm like, oh, this is funny. But then I realized the trick, and the trick is this. Right after the questions asked, listen to the end of the question and then buzz in. Don't wait for the lights. Because if you wait for the lights, it's too late.
It's too late.
So
and
I
you
got
also,
that.
You can't do it before they finish reading, right?
Right.
Like, I think you can't be too soon, right?
Right. There's like that golden,
golden
and
time.
Then and so it happened to be Cliff Clavin, like things that I just happen to know. And that she screwed up on. And then I didn't have to bet anything in Final Jeopardy, which is good because I got it wrong. My question, this is what really pissed me off. The category was, song inspirations.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, I know a lot of classic rock songs. Yeah. I know where their derivations, whatever. And it started with, what Bangles song? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's like Pat's wheelhouse.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
What Bangles song was inspired by symbols found at the JFK Memorial and at a synagogue?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Well, that's what we all said. But it is, we were all wrong.
What is it?
And
Eternal
you could tell.
Flame?
Yes, yes. Okay. And you could tell we were all writing the same thing because it was long and you could hear the
And you're
you
all
hear
doing
symbols.
This.
You hear symbol, you think Egyptian, but of course, the eternal
symbols,
flame.
The eternal. Oh, anyway. Interesting. Wow. Well,
and by the way, I do want to say this. I know this is going to be fun. I, had
over.
A baby.
I'm kidding.
4 years ago, and that baby took a huge chunk of my brain. So it's, Pat, it's basically like you're going to be playing the old woman in the shoe.
No, I don't think it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Woman in the shoe.
And your accent just came through.
Oh.
I had a baby. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Rewind it. Everybody.
That's right, everybody. This is something I've been dreaming of almost since we started doing this show. Like, I've got to get these two head to head and see once and for all who's going to be the Rock and Roll Jeopardy champion. We can't call it Rock and Roll Jeopardy, so I'm going to call it, I'm calling it Rock Solid Leopardy. Because like a leopard, it's going to move fast and okay. It's a little spotty.
Okay. Oh so, my God. But, I'm shutting my laptop please shut so laptop. You know that I'm
and,
not cheating.
And also like a leper, it will be put on an island and left to die.
No, a leopard.
And, how do we buzz in? Is this okay. The, is that
yeah,
the
what you're going to do is, I'll read the question. You guys will write your answers.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah.
And then if you both get it right, you both get the points.
Okay.
And, you know, you could use this pen.
How do you spell Egyptian?
And like you could use abbreviations or whatever, and don't phrase it in a question. Just like you know, write the thing. But just okay. Just so we know that it should like know what it is. And Matt, why don't you hit that theme song? I have
which one?
There. I think it says theme. 7 seconds in.
Okay.
Let's play. Here. Rock Solid
oh
Leopardy.
My God, I cannot believe you did this.
Can you see this okay?
This yeah. Is this, the most amazing thing I've ever
was
heard.
This one of those things when you were at your house, Jane was like, hey, can you help me get Preston down to bed tonight? And you're like, honey, I really got something I have to do.
I did put a little bit more time in this than I do for most shows, and
here,
it was
why don't we do this?
Affecting
so
the home life
a little better.
Okay.
No, I can see. I'm good.
You see it?
Okay. So,
actually, Gary has to see it too.
It's
going to be a so now
this
bloodbath.
Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those are the questions. We'll go 1 point, 2 point, 3
oh, I see. Okay.
Instead of dollar amounts. And so just kind of keep track in your mind.
Now, what am I supposed to do here? Because you've given me 17 tracks. I don't know what.
There'll be some audio clues, and I'll tell you which ones.
Okay.
Okay. So
but the instrumentals of I'm not supposed to do anything with.
No, you'll do it. You know, they'll be. Those will be. That's a category in itself.
Oh my Lord. Oh,
okay, got it.
And here are the categories for round one. We have bios and biopics. I'll give you the title. You tell me of a book or a movie. You'll tell me who the who it's about. Mm. We have mass producers. I'll give you three artists. You tell me what producer they have in common.
Okay. I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sexy album covers. I'll describe it. I won't show it to you. Name that instrumental. We'll have that. That's an audio one. SNL musical guests and The Who and Espanol. You can't see the word. It says in Espanol, but
The Who in Spanish.
So in Spanish. Do we have to answer in Espanol?
No, I'll give you the a Who song title in Spanish. You tell me what the English translation is.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Do either of you speak Spanish?
No.
No.
Nada.
All right. Christy, you're the guest. Why don't you pick first?
Oh, I want to go sexy album covers for one.
For one. Okay. What Cincinnati-based funk band was famous for R-rated album covers like Skin Tight, Honey, and Fire? They are writing, and Pat is writing. And Pat's ready. Christy, are you ready?
So can you read one more time? I'm so slow. I'm sorry, y'all.
Cincinnati-based funk band famous for R-rated album covers like Skin Tight, Honey, and Fire.
I don't know. Hang on.
And you don't have to phrase it in a question or anything. Okay, Pat says, what do you say?
Ohio Players.
Is correct. Christy, what do you say?
I don't even want to say. I had no guess.
You said Parliament. You have to say it. You have to say it. That's part of the writing.
Come on, man.
Okay, the correct answer is the Ohio Players.
Woohoo!
Actually, they're actually from Dayton, I understand.
That's okay.
But this is going to be all torture. Okay, keep going.
No, it's Pat choice. What do you want?
I'll take Mass Producers for one.
Mass Producers for one. The Ronettes, The Beatles, The Ramones. Pat, what do you say?
Phil Spector.
Christy, what do you say?
Phil Spector.
Is correct. 1 point for each. All right.
He technically did it faster. I had to search the brain to.
That's all right. That's this fine. Is the rules.
Mass producers for two.
Mass producers for two. Boomtown Rats, Def Leppard, Shania Twain.
Okay. I'm going to put all the names.
Pat, what do you got?
Mutt Lange.
Robert John Mutt Lange.
Is correct.
Wow. Good. All right. Well,
I get a half point.
I went quick. Mass producers for three. This is a good topic.
Killdozer. Nirvana, garbage.
Oh.
Christy, what do you say?
John Poop Smith.
John Poop Smith is close.
Butch Vig.
Butch Vig is correct. All right, that was for three, so 7. 7-3 is the score. Christy, you could catch up.
Mass producers for four.
On this one, I think maybe you might know this one.
Okay.
Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks, U2.
I'm ready.
Oh, it's that guy. Can I draw him?
Yes, you can.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. What do you got?
Jimmy Iovine.
Jimmy Iovine from Christie too. Let me hear you say it.
Jimmy Iovine.
It is correct.
It's a weird name.
So that was okay. Yes.
Let's close it out. Mass producers for five.
Here we go. We got Suicide, Weezer, Guided by Voices.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, what do you say?
Rick Ocasek.
Dang!
What do you say?
Rick Ocasek.
Is correct.
Ocasek.
I think he's in later years pronouncing it Ocasek.
Yeah, didn't he bust our friend Tony Thaxton? He was producing Motion right. City soundtrack, and yeah. And he was like, Mr. Ocasek, it's an honor to meet you. He's like, it's Ocasek.
Okay, Pat, you're holding serve. What do you want?
Let's go bios and biopics for one.
Okay. First one, 1 point question. Walk the Line. Who's that about? Christy finished first. What do you got?
Johnny Cash.
Is correct.
I said John Cash.
John Cash. We'll take it. Okay. Pat.
Biopics for two.
All right. How about The Dirt?
Not yet made, but...
Not made into a movie, but a book, The Dirt. Yeah. Any guess, Christy?
Come on, y'all.
Okay. Right tail Johnny, secondhand hood, here down Hollywood.
You have...
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
And I say Motley Crue.
Motley Crue is correct. The Dirt.
Oh, my Lord.
You got to read The Dirt.
All right. That's amazing.
Okay. So let me see. That's
I get three.
We got that's 19 for Pat. 13. There's
it's close. It's very close.
There's Daily Doubles coming up, so don't worry.
Let's take biopics for three.
Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams.
Oh, what is her name? Hold on. I can't pull the name. No, I can. I don't think it's spelled right, though.
Christy, finish first. What do you got?
Patsy Cline.
Is correct. And Pat, you said?
Patsy Cline.
Is correct. Okay.
Maybe. So does she get to pick since she's got
it
first?
Yeah, she got it first.
Okay,
yeah.
You got it first. Why don't you go, Christy? What do you say?
Let's try Name That Instrumental.
Okay. Know-it-alls enjoy pointing out that this song is named after a famous mad scientist, not his most famous correction. Name this instrumental.
Oh, Lord.
Christy, what do you got?
Frankenstein.
Is correct.
Frankenstein.
Correct, Pat. Okay. Pat's up 17-23. Christy, what do you want?
Same. Name that instrumental.
Oh, Luxury.
Oh, I know it.
Sorry.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Luxury features of this classic Dutch import include yodeling and effing breaks and a delightful rhyming title. Name this instrumental.
I have no idea.
Christy, what do you say?
Der Flauderhosen.
Der Flauderhosen is not correct. And what do you got?
I was going to say Husker Du.
No.
I don't know.
What if, well, I'll give you this clue. If Jimmy Pardo were here,
yeah.
What is his favorite rhyming instrumental?
I can't think. What is it?
Matt, tell us.
Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Oh,
Hocus Pocus by
that's
Focus.
That's funny. I've always heard of that, and I've never actually heard it.
Okay.
That's what it is. Hmm. All right, Christy, what do you want?
Same thing. Name that instrumental.
Inspired by the daughter of its author. Guitarist Dickie Betts. What is the name of this Southern Fried classic? Name that instrumental. Let's wait for the little riff.
Yay!
Here.
Here it comes.
Also the theme of...
Sorry, I finally have one up. Sorry.
Okay. Christy, what do you got?
Jessica
by the Allman nice. Brothers. That is
what's the theme? That's the theme song of some show. What is it?
Top Gear.
Yeah.
From BBC. So that is
when you think BBC, you think the Allman Brothers.
Sure.
Christy catching up 20-23.
Oh my heavens! Oh, it's not going to happen.
She's
don't worry.
Kicking ass on these instrumentals.
Which would you like to have?
That one.
That is our daily two timer for this round.
Oh,
it's not daily double. Two-timer. It's our two timer. God, Christy, you're trailing by three. How much would you like to wager?
Wait, does this mean she gets to answer it alone? Like Pat doesn't get to be a part of this?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is. What, yeah, exactly
I guess
what
so. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but it's going to be super hard, y'all. Oh my gosh. I 10.
10. Okay, that's great.
Why not? 10?
Ballsy.
Never gonna, well, if I get it, whatever.
If you hear this song on the radio, and Pat's still going to know it, If you hear this song in the radio, it's probably as a prelude to a Roy Orbison cover. Name that instrumental.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's my... Oh, Eruption? I mean, wait, what's my question?
What's the name of this instrumental?
Eruption.
Please write it, please.
Oh. Oh, he gets to... I'm sorry,
no,
I didn't
no,
know.
He was just...
No.
I don't get to... I'm just doing it for fun.
All right, everybody got it? Is that your final answer, Christy?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, well, you said...
You said...
Eruption? Is that wrong?
It's Intruder.
Intruder!
Oh, I would never have known that. Oh, I just, for some reason, I got Van Halen in my head.
Yeah, it was Van Halen.
It should have been Eruption.
Yeah.
It should have been Eruption.
And you tried to. You tried to be like, give it another thought.
Are you sure?
All right.
I'm sure.
You hold serve. What do you want to have?
Let's go, set, what?
Oh, are you saying he pointed to her?
Yeah, Christy, why don't you just, what do you want to do?
Oh, SNL musical guest.
Okay, for one?
Sure.
Okay, the first female singer to do double duty as host and musical guest was what physically attractive Australian?
Oh.
I know.
Already mentioned on this episode once. Christy, what you got?
Olivia Newton-John.
ONJ from Pat over there. We got it. Okay, 11 to 24. Don't worry. A lot of game left.
A lot of game left.
I...
There's another daily two-timer out there,
That's right.
There's two in the next round.
That's whoa. Nice,
yeah.
Next round.
I didn't know there was another round. This could have been the whole show. I don't know why we spent 45 minutes with...
Get to know Christy.
Pat, why don't you pick? We haven't had...
Let's have The Who and Espanol for one.
Okay.
Oh, phonetics are coming out.
1 point. Mi Generacion.
Oh, God. Okay.
Everybody, what do you got, Christy?
My Generation.
Is correct.
My Generation.
Christy, you finished first. What do you want to have?
SNL musical guest.
Thank you. Don't go to that Who topic again.
What British band joined the prestigious Three Song Club by playing their old hit Yellow late in a 2008 John Hamm episode? Pat, what do you got?
Coldplay.
Is correct. Christy?
Coldplay.
Is correct. Okay. So we got 13 or 14.
When you said John Hamm, that's how I knew it.
Six. All right.
That was the hint that tipped it over the top.
What do you got? You as it first?
SNL.
What forward phrase did Sinead O'Connor say when she tore up the picture of the Pope in 1992?
Oh, I know this, but I don't.
3 points.
Oh, I think I know it.
Play a little more Allman Brothers while you guys are writing.
Anybody?
I don't have it.
Okay. What did you say?
I need to poop.
Fight the real power?
Close. Fight the real enemy.
Oh.
No points on that.
No points for anyone.
Pat, why don't you pick?
SNL guest for whatever the next number is.
For 4 points?
Yes.
The night Elvis Costello did his infamous song switch in 1977, he was actually filling in for what punk band that canceled at the last minute?
I'm gonna make a guess. No.
Oh, go to our theme song maybe for that. Christy, what do you guess?
The Ramones?
Close.
The Clash?
Close. The Sex Pistols.
Oh.
Never made it onto the show. Pat, what do you want to have?
We'll close out that SNL with 5.
The 90-minute show must have felt twice as long on December 14th, 2002, when host Al Gore welcomed what Vermont Jam Band?
My friend loves them. They're called something. Oh, my God.
Totally guessing.
We have...
Fish.
Fish?
Fish is correct.
Oh, wow. That was totally...
5 points for each. So that's 19 to
Pull
31.
Pull them in the lockbox. Put
Christy,
the music
what do you
in the lockbox.
Okay, so that one's done.
Yeah. We have one more instrumental. We have
instrumental.
6 covers.
Mass Producers is done.
Let's see. We have one more for instrumental. Despite its ominous feel, this song's title was not inspired by Ralph Cramden's catchphrase on The Honeymooners. Name this instrumental.
Do they just need the title or the...
They just need the title.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this was taken by your baby.
I know this song. I cannot... I've seen it live. I'm so mad at myself. Oh!
Ralph Cramden has two catchphrases, so I'm not sure if I picked the right one.
I was going to say, I don't...
Christy, what do you say?
One of these days.
And Pat, what do you have?
To the moon.
It's one of these days.
She gets 5 points for that.
24-31, catching up.
Right back in it.
I'm sinking in here, you guys. I'm just.
Yes, we have some a few biopics, few yes. album covers.
Instrumentals is done.
And instrumentals is done. Yeah.
Sexy right. album covers.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Sexy album covers.
Shirtless David Bowie is so sexy and smoldering on the front cover, you might not notice he has canine hindquarters on the back cover of what album? Canine hindquarters.
I don't know.
Pat, how about you? Diamond Dogs?
No, it's not Poop Show. I don't know.
It's not Poop Show. It is Diamond Dogs. Pat, what do you want?
Let's go sexy album covers for 3.
Okay. What singer-songwriter is so vain she only wore a negligee and jack boots on the cover of 1975's yeah. Playing Possum?
Fucking right she did.
Christy.
Carly Simon?
Right.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Carly Simon. Okay.
I think he wrote Creepy Simon, Creepy yeah. Simon. After that weird okay. outburst.
My favorite album cover is No Secrets. Check that one out.
Okay.
Brawless.
Boys in the Trees was pretty sexy as
yes,
well.
Oh, yes. Hotcakes Not. She's pregnant on that cover.
Christy, what do you
sexy album covers.
Warhol superstar Joe Dillisandro is the hunky cover model, not only on the Smiths debut album, but also what infamous Rolling Stones classic?
I don't know. But I'm writing something down. I'm writing Poop Shoot.
Yeah, we played it last week.
Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers.
It's Sticky Fingers.
Because I wasn't sure if that might have been Mick.
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
But it's Joe and he's shirtless on the Smiths thing. Right. 31-40, you're still very much in this, Christy, which because points double next
yeah.
round. Okay. What do you have?
Oh, sexy album covers.
What Prince album did some retailers have to cover up, not only because the star was naked, but also because of a phallic-looking flower near his groin area?
I don't know that...
Pat, what do you say?
Love Sexy.
I was saying first album.
First album. No, close. Okay, so that's 45 for Pat, 31. That does it for album cover. We have finish up bios and biopics, Pat?
Sure. Let's go to the next one. Whatever.
Number four. Scar Tissue. Scar Tissue. Scribbling furiously. And you could also use abbreviations if you want to. Pat, what do you say?
Anthony Kiedis.
And you say?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm going to give that to you. It is Anthony Kiedis' book. Mm. So that's, so you have 30.
I didn't earn it. I didn't earn that.
Well, you were in the ballpark.
You're in the yeah. ballpark. That's fine. I'm sure it's covered in there. And, the last one, I'm not there.
No, actually, he does not talk about the Chili Peppers in his book.
He does not.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Strange.
It's mostly about his graffiti.
Okay. What was the last one? Go ahead. I'm trying.
The last one's called I'm Not There.
I'm not 100% on this.
Movie.
100%. I am 100% on this.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% on this, but I'm going to.
Christy, what do you say?
Bob Dylan.
It is Bob Dylan. That's what Pat said. Okay, so we got 42-54.
Did you get it wrong?
No, I got it right. It's just.
Oh, you were mad.
I got it right too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm such a good sport.
Well, you're trying to catch up. I had some understanding.
Let's spin through the last of these. Who in Espanol's Boris La Araña.
Okay.
Pat?
Boris the Spider.
And Christy?
Boris the Spider.
Correct for 2 each.
This might be too easy. These Spanish ones.
I know.
It's got a proper name in it.
They're going to get harder. Majo del Flipper. Majo del Flipper. Pat, you said?
Pinball Wizard.
You said?
Poop Room.
Poop Room. It is Pinball Wizard. 59. We have doopy-doo. Kian Eddis.
Oh, sorry. Sure.
Christy, you say?
Who are you?
And Pat, you say?
Who's next?
Who's next? Oh, Christy. With the score there.
Oh.
40.
Oh, I did. I got that right.
All right.
Good
and,
job.
And the final one, Bailes de la Cara. Bailes de la Cara. Bailes de la Cara. Later. Oh, these are all in chronological order, too. So that helps.
Oh!
Christy, what do you got?
I have.
Say it.
Face Dances?
Pat, what do you say?
You better, you bet.
Oh, Face Dances is correct.
Oh, Violet boy.
Stick hard.
We are seeing a comeback.
We got a game happening here. 53-59. Christy Stratton. We're going to be back with.
Sorry about the AC.
Sorry about the AC. It's getting hot in here. And it's Christy's really taking this seriously. So let's have a quick commercial break and we'll be back with round 2. Speaking of the Who. We'll be right back.
soda fountain now with great shakes. Yeah, great shakes. Shake it up with milk and make a real big shake. With great shakes. Yeah, great shakes.
Hello, this is Keith Moon of The Who here. Two new Great Shake Shake mix scenes. Great Shakes Milk Chocolate and Great Shakes Cherry Vanilla flavors. Both turn milk into a rich, thick shake. So thick, it stands up to a straw. Great Shakes!
Great Shakes! Great Shakes! Great Shakes. It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now with Great Shakes. Yeah, Great Shakes. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get Great Shakes. Go to the store and get Great Shakes.
Alrighty. It's time for round two of Rock and Roll Leopardy. You guys feel free to use abbreviations or whatever on this. We're going to move through this quick. Sorry that this episode's taking so long, but it's fun, right? We're having fun.
Yeah.
I am.
And here are the categories. Follow-up flops. We will hear a segment of the follow-up of a one-hit wonder. You name the one-hit wonder, not the group, the actual song. Okay. I'll remind you when we do that. Then we have songs about songs, which do be you be. Which is, you have to identify members of the Doobie Brothers.
Okay, I only know two, so that's going to be awful.
Okay.
The current top 40.
Oh.
Lady bass players.
No.
I'll tell you the lady bass player. You tell me their group.
Okay.
I know only one. Okay.
And then we have Forget the Motor City. That's songs about cities in Michigan besides Detroit.
Oh, I thought these were going to be songs performed by white people.
Yes, it'll probably all of them are. So, Christy, you're trailing.
I'm going to go right into the belly of the beast. Which do be you be?
All right, here we go. I have a beard and recorded duets with Christopher Cross, James Ingram, and Grizzly Bear. Which do be I be? Christy?
Michael McDonald.
Pat, what do you got?
Mike Mick.
Exactly.
Okay, so one down.
Okay, so let me see.
There's the one.
So there's mm-hmm. Two points.
Actually, I think I have a third one, but no, I'm not like, sure.
55 to 61 here.
Are any of the answers going to be Cornelius Bumpus?
No.
Okay.
But
I just wanted to throw that out for my Doobie Brothers knowledge.
Okay. Number two.
Which Doobie you be? Right.
I sit on a stool. I have a funny nickname, and know a lot about missile defense systems. Which Doobie I be? Funny nickname. Sit on a stool.
Wait, what?
I sit on a stool when I play my guitar.
Oh, I didn't.
I have a funny nickname and a big mustache, and I know a lot about missile defense systems.
Hey, that's a lot. You're giving her way too much.
Christy, what do you say?
Donald or Duck Dunn.
And what do you say?
Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Jeff Skunk Baxter is correct.
That guy stinks.
I got those two. That's who I was thinking. I knew.
Doobie.
Yes, why not?
I'd be the original lead singer on classics like China Grove before illness and the guy with the beard forced me out. Which Doobie I be? Pat?
Tom Johnston?
What do you say?
I have nothing. Terry Kath.
Terry Kath. Close. Yeah. Keep going on Doobies?
Sure.
Pat? Okay. I have long hair, a porn stash, sang lead on Blackwater, and was the only original member left when the group broke up in 83. Which Doobie I be? Pat, what do you got?
Patrick Simmons?
And
Bill Pooh?
Bill Pooh, it's Patrick Simmons.
I like the commitment to the Pooh.
He's going to write Cornelius Bumpus for the last one. Let's do it.
And I'd be the bass player who wore a beret and was in 70s parlance an actual brother. Which Doobie I be?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. It's in Pat's blind spot. It's an African-American.
Yeah, it is. So is Cornelius Bumpus.
Yeah.
This is Tyrone Porter?
It's correct.
No.
You were going to say it? Okay.
No.
So that's...
How about that, Tyrone Porter?
Nice.
No one knows that.
Okay.
How did I lose in that real show?
I can't
Probst.
Imagine.
Fucking Probst had it in for me.
Yeah.
Where to next, Pat?
Let's go follow-up flops.
Follow-up flops.
These will be all albums I own.
All right. From 1983, let's hear a little bit of Celtic Soul Brothers. Celtic Soul Brothers. We're looking for the name of the song, not the group.
Ouch. Really? Seems impossible.
Okay, Pat, what do you got?
I was going to say Dexy's Midnight Runners, but I don't know the song.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was supposed to name the original song that was the hit. Oh,
yeah, name the hit.
Come On, Eileen.
It's correct.
Come On, Eileen.
Oh, dude, that's confusing.
Okay. Now I get it.
Okay.
After I took
a bullet.
I thought
you had to name the actual song that was playing, which is crazy hard.
No. I'm telling you the name
you
of
it. You want to know? Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Keep on this?
Sure.
Okay. From 2013, Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
I'm a Mato Fado gentleman.
Oh!
Here's a hint. Pat didn't know it when we played it in the year in review 2012.
Nope.
Christy, what do you say?
Gangnam Style.
Is correct.
Nope. Never seen it. Never heard it. Don't know what it is.
Carrying on with follow-up flops.
Sure.
From 1994, Afternoons and Coffee Spoons.
Dr. My prescription. I've tried to stick to my prescriptions.
Did you give the year?
1994.
Oh, okay. I think I know.
Oh,
reference to T.S. Eliot there, The Wasteland.
Hang on.
Not stalling.
Okay.
But Pat,
okay.
What do you got?
Oh,
I got.
Hey, look at that.
I promise. I had it.
You were ready to crash this one, yeah.
So that, yeah, we're going to give you that. So that's 67. To 92.
Crash test dummies.
Crash test dummies.
Extra points for me.
Extra points.
She was writing.
Tyrone Porter. She drew a bird. Like when kids draw birds in the sky.
All right. From 1999, Singing in My Sleep. Listen to this tune.
All alone on the overpass. Wired and phoned to a heart of glass. Now I'm falling in love too fast. With you are the songs you chose.
Hard man.
Anybody, what do you got?
Question mark.
I have that song by Sean Mullins.
Oh, you're thinking of Rockabye. It's Closing Time.
Oh, wow.
Semisonic.
That sounded like a good song.
Yeah,
good.
It did.
That's about mixtapes. It's good. And last one in there from 1986.
Oh, here we go.
It's called Life is Hard.
Don't get too excited, Pat.
Oh, okay.
Betty's in a wet t-shirt, feeling foolish and vain. Looking like some house cat that got caught out in the rain. Staring into the mirror at this less than pretty picture. Feeling 10 years older now and 50 bucks richer. Life is hard. Can't buy happiness no matter what you do. Can't get to heaven on roller skates.
Pat, do you have a guess?
I said David Bearwald.
David Bearwald.
That sad song about teenagers.
It's actually quite the opposite.
Who is
You know what? I missed it. That was going to be the audio, but we'll have it on a different one.
I'm opening this up. I'm opening up my computer because I am I am bidding on an auction on eBay.
Oh, sorry. Was Timbuk 3.
Yes.
And the future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Oh, then I thought it was somebody else.
Okay. All right.
That was those last two were really hard.
Those were difficult.
But I like that song. I remember that song.
That's crazy. You knew the words to that.
Yeah. I like the follow-up flops better than the hits.
The actual hits.
Really? Okay. Even Sigh? It's basically the same song.
All right, Pat, I think you were the last correct answer giver.
Lady bass players for two.
All right. For 2 points, Tina Weymouth.
Oh, we name the band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we name both bands?
Just name the one. Okay. Show off Tyrone
Porter. Oh, I know that one too.
Pat?
Talking Heads and Tom Tom Club.
Christy?
Talking Heads.
Very good. 2 points each.
Let's do it again, Lady Bass Players.
That's it. That's all I know.
How about maybe you know Kathy Valentine?
Oh!
Should I name both bands?
What do you got, Christy?
Go-Go's.
Go-Go's and the Delphines.
Okay, very good.
What an asshole.
Let's do it again.
How about Kim Gordon?
Uh-oh, Pat.
Just saw them on Austin City Limits last night. It was good.
Recently played the FEF Fest.
I'm just guessing.
I'm going to keep it clean.
Sonic Youth?
Pat says Sonic Youth. What do you say?
Breeders.
The correct answer is... Sonic Youth.
Oh!
You're thinking of Kim Deal.
Oh,
wow. So was I.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh. So then.
Don't listen to me.
I'm so excited about that.
Matt owes me an apology.
Good guess.
No. I know. I thought it was the Breeders, too.
Oh, okay. Lady bass players.
Okay. Darcy Retzky. Sometimes just known as Darcy with an apostrophe after the
name. Oh, okay. Darcy. I think I know this. I think. Okay.
I have no guess, but this.
Okay, you say the
Donnas.
The Donnas, and
I say Smashing Pumpkins.
Is correct, Pat Francis.
Boom.
Okay,
so I know my lady bass players because they got strong fingers.
Okay, and
let's close it out.
This one's just for me. Laura Balance. Laura Balance. Anybody know North Carolina indie band? Laura Balance. Anybody?
Guided by Voices?
No.
Poopmobile?
Poopmobile is close. It was Superchunk. We're moving on.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah. We just played him a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
Get rid of that.
Christy, would you want
to go ahead, Christy. I'll let you pick.
Oh, my Lord. Songs about songs.
Songs about songs.
Meta.
That's right. In Ain't Love a Bitch, Rod Stewart reminisces about what former lover?
Wait, say that again?
In Love a Bitch, Rod Stewart reminisces about what famous former lover?
Oh, okay. I got it.
I don't know.
Maggie May?
And you said,
oh, that's funny. I had it, but then I thought it was a real person. I put Maggie, and then I put Britt Eklund.
Look at me, Maggie May. You had it. That's fine.
Right.
It is Maggie May. He gives the whole thing about Maggie May in there. He talks about first class fool out of me and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Songs about songs for four?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Cheap Trick and Wilco. Both have songs about that shouted out loud to which heavy metal gods? Cheap Trick and Wilco, two of Chicago's finest.
Kiss?
Kiss.
Kiss is correct. All right. What 90s indie rock? Oh,
Songs about songs.
Songs about songs. This is an audio
thing.
Okay, what's the score right now?
It's 79 to 112.
Let's do 20 points.
Are you sure? There's a big chance to catch up.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh,
you're,
nope, it's locked in.
Okay, 25.
25, okay.
What the F?
What 90s indie rock band?
Oh boy.
I'm gone.
Gives a tip of the hat to themselves and the Beatles in this song, Volcano Girls.
Jesus
Christ. I'm dreading it.
All is lost.
Let's go and wash.
Who's the seether? That's the follow-up
seether,
question.
Yeah, I was going to say seether, but I don't know.
Donna's?
It's not the Donna's. It's Veruca Salt.
Oh.
The seether is? It's Louise.
Seether is Louise.
I could never have come up with that.
That would have been a great trivia question. Who's the seether?
All right. You said 21st, so I'm just going to take 20 out there.
You're so good.
Songs about songs. Let's do it again.
In On the Radio, when Regina Spektor says, that solo's awfully long, but it's a pretty song. Which Guns N' Roses classic is she talking about? On the Radio. That solo's awfully long, but it's a pretty song.
Okay.
Which Guns N' Roses classic is she talking about?
Just guessing.
It's a song about...
song about a Guns N' Roses song. So which Guns N' Roses song is she talking about?
Oh, I don't know.
You're going to say?
It's Paradise City.
Paradise City? Pat, what's that?
November Rain.
And on the
Sweet
radio,
child of mine.
We heard November Rain.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I don't know.
Here we go.
Is.
All right.
Every Guns N' Roses song has a really long solo, so that's hard.
I was hoping you would write Poop City.
Take me down
I
to
at least
Poop City.
Had some guess there.
Yes, you did. And, songs about songs.
In the Stephen Malkmus love song, Jenny and the S-Dog, again, this might sound like it's just for me, the couple shares an intense love for which Dire Straits album?
I don't know, but I know what my favorite is.
I know what my favorite is, too, so I'm going to write that.
Me, too.
I know Christy liked Dire Straits.
Oh, my God, they're my favorite.
Okay. Pat, you said?
Making Movies?
Pat?
I said Making Movies as
that
well.
Is the best Dire Straits
it
album.
It is the best.
It is out. I almost picked that first song, Tunnel of Love.
Oh,
I almost picked that.
But
produced by Jimmy Iovine, by the way.
Oh!
Yeah. But in Jenny and the S-Dog, they love Brothers in Arms.
Well, that is not the best Dire Straits album.
It's good, though. It's really good. Outstanding.
Maybe the most well-known.
It's produced very...
Right across the river.
It's a full digital recording, as it said right on my CD cover.
Pat, where are we going next?
We're going to go with... we're done with Songs About Songs, right?
Yeah.
Forget the Motor City.
Forget the Motor
dreading
City.
That one.
For 10.
For 10? Oh, wow. All right. The first song on indie rocker Sufjan Stevens' Michigan album pays tribute to what city also featured in the documentary Roger and Me? Roger and Me. Christy, you say?
Flint.
And Pat, you say?
I knew it, but I didn't get a chance.
10
to
points
write
for Christie's Brother, man. It is Flint, Michigan. That's a great album, that Michigan.
What's the score?
It's 69, my brother, up top.
Woo!
To 112.
Okay.
All right.
You got him very comfortable.
We still have one more.
Go ahead. It's your turn, Christie.
Oh, Motor City.
All right. Two. In the song America, it takes Paul Simon 4 days to hitchhike to Pittsburgh from what city? Christy, you say
Saginaw?
I didn't have a chance of singing it in my head.
Sorry. Christy said Saginaw. Pat said nothing.
I wrote Saginaw after Christy said it.
It was Saginaw. Days to hitchhike from Saginaw. All right, Motor City?
Yes.
In 1997, the Violent Femmes re-recorded their classic Kiss Off for the soundtrack of what John Cusack movie named after a Tony Detroit suburb?
Wait, I'm ready.
Christy, you say?
Gross Point Blank.
Pat, you say?
Gross Point.
Okay, very good.
Did you want the movie or the city?
Let's just take either one at this point. 75 to 176. 16.
In 2 minutes, I'm going to win a James Taylor CD.
Nice.
Okay. Are there any other bidders? James Taylor.
There's three bidders. Okay. Me, Carly Simon, and James Taylor.
And James Taylor, 69.
Sticking with Motor City?
Yes, please.
On the classic triple album, 69 Love Songs, the magnetic fields rhyme the name of Michigan State Capitol with what word? So we're looking for the rhyming word. So you got to think of Michigan State Capitol and then think of what word might rhyme with it.
Got it. All right.
I have nothing. Poop.
Poop Troit.
Adroit?
Is Detroit even the capital of Michigan?
I know. I don't know.
No, because the topic of the category is everything but Detroit, right?
Yeah.
The capital is called
Lansing.
Oh.
Dancing.
And nothing matters when we're dancing.
All right.
Be we in Paris or in Lansing. Okay. And close out Motor City?
Yes, yeah. Please.
The best-selling record of 1942 was Glenn Miller's Swingin' 78 about having a gal in what southwestern Michigan city?
I'm ready.
I don't have the spelling.
I'm ready.
Okay. Pat, you were saying?
Chattanooga,
and you say?
Sault Ste. Marie?
It's I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Oh.
I love Sault Ste. Marie,
Everybody's
though.
Wrong.
All right.
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Okay.
That's in Tennessee.
Pardon me, boys. I'm going to get the question wrong.
Oh my
going
Lord.
To current top
current
40.
Current top 40.
Sure.
2 points with over a half million first week downloads. Whose hit single, Roar, debuted at number one?
Oh.
You say?
Katy Perry.
Pat, you say?
Nah, I don't know. Why.
You don't know. It was Katy Perry. For 4 points, Peter G. Hernandez is the real name of what superstar scheduled to perform at Super Bowl 43? Pat, you say?
Bruno Mars.
You say?
Bruno Mars.
Is correct.
It's like you wrote Bono.
Bruno.
That's okay. We know what he meant. Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard make up what country pop duo named after the border between their home states?
Crickets.
Lost my auction.
Are you kidding me? Fuck!
By 50 cents, that son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, so what was the question again?
Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard make up what country pop duo named after the border between their home states?
Texahoma.
Pat, what do you say?
Brooks and Dunn.
No, it's Florida Georgia Line. Anybody?
Oh. Nope.
You don't know
nope.
them?
It's pretty sure it's Brooks and Dunn.
Very popular group. For 8 points, Ed Helms, Will Forte, and Jason's Bateman and Sudeikis play the members of what British band in the video Happy Wanderer? Very popular.
Just a guess.
I guess. I know this one.
I don't know what.
Pat, you say?
Beatles.
No, Christy.
One Direction?
It's Mumford and Sons.
All
right. You should watch that. It's actually really funny.
It's very funny. And we're down to the last question. Christy, you're down by 39 points. So let's make this our other two-timer.
What?
And you can bet on it only.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to bet 40 points?
Yeah.
See if you can get for the win?
Doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't seem fair. Okay. Which multi-talented nerd, in quotation marks, and it's all spelled out N-E-R-D, which multi-talented nerd is featured on two of the biggest hits of the year, Blurred Lines and Get Lucky?
Oh.
Blurred Lines and Get Lucky.
What?
Chrissy, what do you got?
Pharrell?
Pat is not playing.
Beck.
It's Pharrell Williams coming from behind.
Unbelievable. Who could have thought it?
It's ridiculous.
The rules were made to be broken, and they were.
Cry foul way back in the Anthony Kiedis question.
Sir, you deserve to win. That was just a fun.
And why did I have to use the Yoga Cats notebook?
Insult to injury.
Oh, my heavens, that was fun.
Well, you guys, we should split this into two episodes. We should do the Hello Christy episode and then the game episode.
Oh, my God. I got to go, guys.
Matt's got to go. We should just call it a day. Remind everybody to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter.
Yep. And Christy, we can follow Christy at... you got
Christy S. Mann, mm-hmm. at Christy S. Mann with a Christy with a Y, and man also, with two N's.
And also go to your blog called
MotherLikeHoarder.com.
Excellent. And watch Awkward on MTV. Do you know what day that's on?
The new episodes start October 22nd, I think.
He's correct.
Bonus.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Christy.
Here's Veruca Salt. They're going to tell you, they told you about this either before. This is their follow up.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye bye.